Good morning. Explain, first of all, how your team actually realized there was an uptick in COVID-19 in West Sacramento.
Yeah, we've been following the wastewater closely, essentially throughout the pandemic, and we noticed that there was a rise in wastewater levels of the virus that causes COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2. And so we noticed that the levels have reached the high range for Sacramento, which includes West Sacramento, and also that we had reached medium levels nationally for our other two monitoring locations in Yolo County, which are Davis and Woodland. So we wanted to let the public know that the levels are rising so that they can take appropriate precautions.
This has been called the summer COVID wave. What are the symptoms of this new subvariant?
Yeah, they're really similar to what we've been seeing all along with COVID-19. Many cold-like symptoms, cough, runny nose, sore throat, congestion, but also a headache, fever, can also have gastrointestinal things like diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain.
We have about 30 seconds left for the interview. What is your advice to people who are hearing this message this morning? How should they be protecting themselves and their families?
Yeah, I recommend, particularly for people in West Sacramento, that they wear a mask when they're indoors around other people. That goes for everybody. And then in other parts of Yolo County, including Davis and Woodland, that people would think about wearing a mask indoors, particularly if they're at high risk for severe disease, if they're older, if they're immunocompromised, or if they spend a lot of time around people who are older or immunocompromised.
All right,
I also recommend COVID vaccines for everybody 6 months and older, but we're in a little bit of a lapse between last year's vaccine and this year's vaccine, so they aren't available right now.